Okay, I'm here with Henrik Mustonen. Hope I pronounced that right, Henrik. Close enough.
Very good.
This is Henrik's second time coming to Salt Lake City, and second time in the semis, right? You made the semis last year, so today Henrik defeated Eddie Charlton in a tough five-game match. And thoughts about the match?
Well, I was playing really well in the beginning, in the first three games. Yeah. Maybe had a small lapse of concentration in the end of the third, and lost that after having a match ball myself. Mm-hmm. And that could hurt you mentally a lot. Mm-hmm. And it did maybe shake me a little bit, but luckily I was mentally strong enough to come back and find my way to find the basic game that was hurting him more than me today.
Yeah. So. I have to say, just as somebody who watches squash, you seem unflappable. You know that word, the English word. Things don't seem to bother you like other players. You're pretty calm on, even with calls that go against you, and you know you just keep playing. I admire that. I like that.
That's how us Finns are.
That's just a Finnish thing, huh?
Yeah.
Just don't show your opponent anything, and it's, I think it actually is more effective personally. thoughts about the matches going forward? You play Todd Harity, the U.S. champion. Have you ever played him?
We have never played. We are sort of from the same age group.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen each other quite a lot, but we never played each other. We trained a couple of times, but never played an actual match.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting. I thought he was very strong today against Joss, and maybe he had it a little bit too easy compared to me. But I think I can come back tomorrow, and hopefully I'll find a way to hurt him tomorrow again. And yeah, it's nice to be in the semis again, especially when it's a little bit bigger tournament now. And I'm quite impressed what you have done here regarding the tournament and how many people come to watch it. And it's really nice for us players to play in a place like this.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Tell me about, I mean, last year we had it a month or two earlier. The courts were a little warmer. Kind of cold in there today. Have you noticed any difference, or do you remember much? I know that it's kind of unique playing the green dot. That's, you don't do that very often. So is there how do you find just the overall feel on the courts? Do you like it? Does it suit your game pretty well?
I think the momentum changes easier with these conditions, like with the green dot and with two outside walls.
Uh-huh.
So the court is a little bit colder. So your head tells you to do something fancy all the time and go for winners, and then all of a sudden the momentum can change really easily. One good rally
mistake
for your opponent, one mistake from you, and all of a sudden you are the one who's running around the court. So I think it's a very true condition.
Yeah.
It's probably closer to a class court condition than normally the concrete courts are.
Oh, good.
So I mean, I like it, but it's very difficult.
Yeah. Well, it's the same for both players. I thought you guys were super match up there. Had you played him before, Eddie? Is you had any experience with him before, or is this a first time for you?
We have played a couple of good matches before.
Uh-huh.
He's a difficult player. He's got a good deception, very good hold.
Especially the forehand,
yes,
right?
And he's very good at coming back. Like I feel like I'm in the lead, I'm in the charge, and then all of a sudden he just gets a couple of points quickly. He's hitting very good shots, and like I said, the hold he has is one of the best in the world.
Agree.
And the clear hitting he does, like hitting the ball through, especially when the ball became a little bit colder and a little bit deader towards the end of the third game.
Yeah.
His hitting started to be more effective because it was much deeper and deeper all the time.
Yeah. Well, it was a very exciting match, and congratulations. Looking forward to the match tomorrow, and hopefully you play well again.
Yeah, thank you very much.